From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a series of studies in the life of Abraham as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, The Man of Faith Walking According to the Flesh. Impatient at the delay in having the son which God had promised them, Abraham and Sarah took matters into their own hands. By taking Hagar as a second wife and producing a son by her, Abraham demonstrated the awful consequences of failing to trust God to fulfill his word. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, natural desires must not control the believer. Sarah's desperation to have a child led to Abraham's becoming desperate as well. Such situations prove the people of God, whether they will act according to what they know of God or not. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, here is a devotional thought from Faith Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is called God Delights to Give. The text is found in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. A special blessing for a memorable occasion. Abram had settled a family dispute. He had said, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between thee and me, for we be brethren. And hence he received the blessing which belongs to peacemakers. The Lord and giver of peace delights to manifest his grace to those who seek peace and pursue it. If we desire closer communion with God, we must keep closer to the ways of peace. Abram had behaved very generously to his kinsman, giving him his choice of the land. If we deny ourselves for peace's sake, the Lord will more than make it up to us. As far as the patriarch can see, he can claim, and we can do the like by faith. Abraham had to wait for the actual possession, but the Lord entailed the land upon him and his posterity. Boundless blessings belong to us by covenant gift. All things are ours. When we please the Lord, He makes us to look everywhere and see all things our own, whether things present or things to come, all are ours, and we are Christ, and Christ is God's. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We'd like to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Now, don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues. The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. He'll be dealing with such subjects as, did God create evil? What does it mean to call no man father? What is the unpardonable sin? Does Hebrews teach that Christians can lose their salvation? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You are sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Abram introduced at once into his home and family circle a bitterness and a level of suffering that he could never have foreseen. He brought pain to his own life, to his own wife, to Hagar, his concubine, to her offspring, then ultimately to Isaac and the whole children of promise. He introduced into that entire people, and the peoples, should I say, that sprang from his loins, into his descendants, he introduced a bitter anger, hatred, that has persisted to this very day. Sin casts a very long shadow. And what Abram was doing was he was proving the truth, the awful truth, of the words of Paul in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And you see, that to me is the key to this entire story. Flesh. Now, Abram, of course, is the man of faith. But here we have this man of faith, and he's not walking in the faith. He's walking in the flesh. And it cost him very dearly. And that's what I want us to focus on tonight for a few minutes. I want us to look at Abram and see the heir of faith walking in the flesh. And I want to start right at rock bottom and just make the fundamental point that Abram acted according to the flesh. As I pondered this portion, it appeared to me that Abram succumbed to three things. He walked according first to the desires of the flesh. Now, it was absolutely normal and natural and right that Abram and Sarah should desire to have a son. Indeed, God had actually promised them a son. So there's nothing wrong with the desire. Just as there are many desires that people have for things that have not yet come about in their lives that are not in themselves wrong, they are the natural force of their own humanity, the natural desires of what it is to be a human being, and there is nothing wrong in them per se. But the trouble here is Abram and Sarah allowed this natural desire to come and take complete control of their lives. And as it controlled their lives and controlled their thinking, it came to be that whatever held out the possibility of fulfilling and satisfying that desire was automatically legitimate. You know, that's how Abram came to have so little regard for Hagar. This, to me, is one of the darkest passages in the life of a very great man. It only took a night to satisfy his need and Sarah's need, and Hagar conceived. But that night changed Hagar's life forever. Now she was not only a slave, she was a discarded concubine. Even a slave girl could hope that she would become a wife and mother and have a home. Even a slave girl could hope for that. But even that slender hope, even that little ray of sunshine in an otherwise darkened life was snuffed out. From this point on, this young girl would have the major responsibility for raising a son. I have to say that Abraham had precious little real input into the rearing and the life of this lad. It's appalling to me, utterly appalling, that the same man who could put his life on the line to go and rescue the skin of the ungrateful Lot and his wicked family could so callously and so cruelly abuse his power over a little foreign slave girl. But you see, that's what the flesh and following the desires of the flesh will do. There's a message here that's very, very clear, very, very powerful to every Christian. That fleshly desire must not be allowed to control us. Fleshly desire we can take in two ways. The sinful desires, the works of the flesh, says Paul, writing in Galatians 5, the works of the flesh are manifest. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Those are things that ought not to have any place in the life of a child of God. Now, of course, Abram didn't live by these things. Abram did not practice living by the desires of the flesh. If he had, he would not have been saved at all. I want to tell you very simply, anybody who lives as a habit under the desire of the flesh is not saved. Because the rest of Galatians 5:19 through 21 tells us that those who are so habitually controlled shall not inherit the kingdom of God. No, just like many Christians, Abram on this occasion acted according to the desires of the flesh. You see, there are many, many times when you come across a Christian, I could bring you to people that I have met in life, and this has been true. And as you look at the whole picture, they do very well. But then there are those flashpoints where they give in to the lust or the desire of the flesh. They ruin their testimony and they hurt people around them and they bring dishonor to Christ. This is what happened to Samson. Tell me, what does anybody think when they think of Samson? He was a man of great strength, number one. What's the next thing they think about? He lived a life of utter shameful immorality. And he didn't. He didn't. That's the thing. He lived a life that was normally what it should be. But at critical points, he blew his testimony to pieces by giving in to the desire of the flesh. How often Christians do it, it may not be Samson's sin. Maybe the sin of the tongue. It may be the sin of greed. It may be the sin of emulation. It may be the sin of causing strife, whatever it may be. Very often you will find that there are Christians who suddenly begin to act as Abram acted here. But of course, what we have got to see here is really that even legitimate desires mustn't ever be allowed to control us. Now, that's a much more difficult thing. When you can identify something as downright sin, then you can say, well, now that must be expelled from my life. But if you're dealing with something that is a natural, normal, legitimate desire, you would have to dehumanize yourself. You'd have to kill yourself in order to kill the desire. A believer, however, must understand this, that he gets into trouble when his emotions overpower his thinking. When a Christian is no longer thinking, when he's no longer taking a mental, active role in studying the Scriptures and applying them to his heart, when a Christian is no longer thinking through the gospel and applying the gospel to his heart, that Christian is already in trouble. This is something that every Christian needs to understand. Every Christian certainly needs to pay attention to it. Perhaps no more, or should I say, there's no group more in need of this than the young people of the church. It is natural for young people to begin to grow up that they're going to desire marriage and all that goes with marriage. That's fine. I know parents, they get so concerned when young fellas begin to take a notice of the young ladies around. And they're getting so afraid. Well, obviously you have a great right to be afraid, because someday you're going to have a daughter-in-law home, and that's a scary thought for you, right? Well, I've often told them, in the day and age in which we live, you want to be very thankful it's girls they're showing an interest in. That's natural. But nonetheless, it must not control. It must not control. What controls a Christian must be the gospel. What controls a Christian must be what he believes about Jesus Christ. What he believes about his relationship to God through Jesus Christ. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That must be the controlling factor in a Christian's life. Any Christian whose emotions overtake his thinking so that he's no longer thinking gospel straight, like Abram and Sarah, will be in trouble. Abram succumbed not only to the desires of the flesh, but, as I've indicated, to the desperation of the flesh. Sarah was a desperate woman. And the truth of the matter is that desperate people make very foolish decisions. Remember that what I pointed out when we were studying in prayer meeting, the earlier part of Knox's Treatise on Prayer? Desperation is the antithesis of faith. When we ask in faith with great desire, that's one thing. Desperation is something utterly different. The etymology of the word really is that you have been bereft or become bereft of hope. Desperation is de-hoped. And of course, a Christian should never be brought to the place where his hope has been taken from him. And if he has been brought to that place, as I say, he will make foolish decisions. Abram, listening to what Sarah was saying day after day after day, was driven by her desperation and by her depression. And he himself then, as a desperate man, made a very wrong decision. The point I'm making is very simple. That desperation is a terrible master. You have a need. You have a deep, driving desire, possibly in their case, a perfectly natural, normal desire. But when that takes over, you can justify almost anything.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.